With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hamas calling on Palestinians to stay in their homes after Israel issued sweeping evacuation orders in Gaza. The Hamas Authority for Refugee Affairs Friday calling on residents of the north of the territory to remain steadfast in their homes. Israel ordering the evacuation of northern Gaza, urging people to head south. 7 days since the Hamas attack on Israel, the U.S. is moving quickly to boost Israel's military.
Within hours of the attack, the U.S. began sending aircraft and warships to the area. The U.S. is also expediting the shipment of munitions and interceptors for Israel's fight against Hamas. The move reflects U.S. concerns that the deadly fighting between Hamas and Israel could escalate into a more dangerous regional conflict. The weapons and munition will serve as a deterrent for Hezbollah, Iran, or others from taking advantage of the situation. I'm Karen Chemas.
In Washington Thursday night, a group of representatives held a candlelight vigil on the Capitol steps for Israel. Florida Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz closed out the gathering with a Hebrew saying for Israel.
There's an expression in Hebrew about Israel living forever. So I want to close by saying, Am Israel Chai. Thank you so much.
Also at SRNNews.com, embattled New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez facing a new indictment.
Menendez is now charged with acting, along with his wife, as a foreign agent of Egypt between 2018 and 2022. The indictment reads, quote, among other actions, Menendez provided sensitive U.S. government information and took other steps that secretly aided the government of Egypt. The charge comes on top of allegations less than a month ago that Menendez accepted bribes from Egypt in exchange for his political influence. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. Left-wing Democrats who want to cut off aid to Israel gathering getting blasted by the White House.
Members of the so-called squad in Congress are criticizing Israel's military response to Hamas militants and calling for an end to U.S. aid to the Jewish state. Members include Representative Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Cori Bush. But the White House was hearing none of it. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the squad's comments are wrong, repugnant, and disgraceful. She emphasized, there are not two sides here. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Voters in a small Iowa city in the center of the state deciding this November, whether to give their city council more say over what books the public library can and cannot offer. The ballot proposition in the town of Bella follows attempts by some community members 2 years ago to ban or restrict access to LGBTQ plus memoirs. The library board eventually voted. SRN. Might this be what she's smiling about? The Mona Lisa giving up a secret.
Scientists used X-rays to examine the chemical structure of a tiny speck of the masterpiece. They found the oil paint recipe Leonardo used as his base layer to prepare the panel had its own distinctive chemical signature, a rare compound, plumbonacrite, confirming what art historians had previously only hypothesized, that Leonardo most likely used lead oxide powder to thicken and help dry his paint as he began working on the now celebrated portrait of the woman with the enigmatic smile. I'm Ben Thomas.
A man charged with stealing ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in the Wizard of Oz movie from the Minnesota Museum is expected to change his plea to guilty in a court hearing Friday. The 76-year-old was indicted in May on one count of theft of a major artwork from the Judy Garland Museum in the actress's hometown of Grand Rapids, Minnesota, back in 2005. SRN.